You're tuning on Gordon GD's channel. Please stand by.
Hi, it's Gordon here. I hope you're doing fine. Today I just wish to share some questions about the recent shooting which happened in Aurora, Colorado, where the PhD student named James Holmes opened fire on an audience of unsuspecting people who were preparing to watch the final episode in a series, in a trilogy about Batman called The Dark Knight Rises. Now, the first thing that I noticed on reading reviews about this last episode was that it contained many scenes of violence and terrorism, even involving public acts of terror, which is quite ironic considering that Holmes seemingly was copying, was replicating the identity of the Joker, which, as you may know, is one of the archenemies of Batman. While I haven't watched the film and I'm not that interested in watching it, the reviews have pointed out that in this final episode, Batman seems to team up with a villain in previous episodes in Catwoman against the forces of evil. And in a way there is an irony because Batman himself and the so-called good guys also resort to violence in fighting criminals or those who use violence themselves, which gives a rather mixed message. And while today we affirm our commitment to peace and to unity between people, and we tend to condemn violence, we sometimes forget that the wars that are happening across the world are also producing casualties and deaths on a daily basis. In this sense, we may find ourselves justifying acts of violence if our cause, we deem our cause to be just, but there's a big question mark on that kind of thinking because it's inconsistent with what we claim to believe in. Now, apart from that, listeners may not know that in purchasing those weapons, Holmes wasn't breaking any laws. The American Constitution Amendment 2nd, in fact, protects the right of every American citizen to bear arms to protect his property or person. So, this is worrying because while the issue of owning weapons is a very hot topic in the US, I think that it doesn't make sense to keep the arms market unregulated, and it's unfortunately it appears that the both Democrats and Republicans are rather reluctant to tackle this issue, even if candidates which are taking part in the finals and final debates about who should be president have made statements before. But right now I feel that they may be more interested in gaining votes, securing votes, because indeed the weapon industry in the US is very powerful, or else they think that the lobby to protect the Second Amendment is very high. So there is that political interest, if not a form of political exigency. Another thing to consider is the reasons why James Holmes snapped out on that night and killed 12 people on the spot, and other people died soon after or have been injured pretty seriously. The fact is that people who have known Holmes on a personal level do not see, didn't suspect him to be able to perform such well in tact. In fact, he was considered to be a very silent person and calm. So it came to them as a surprise. Even his parents were surprised when they would hear that James Holmes would be able to do what he did on that day. And this begs a question, whether we are living too preoccupied in our independent lives, in our own interests, that we are ignoring people who may be shouting for help, but in fact are ignored. And it also might indicate a lack of awareness about services that might have prevented this from happening, such as mental health support. Of course, we don't know whether James Holmes had a mental health problem, but I'm sure if there were people who listened to him, or even if he felt more included in his society, and I'm making some assumptions here, so maybe Holmes would have been supported, or some action would have been taken to bring Holmes more in touch with reality. Well, of course, there is also the issue of forgiveness and understanding. While the actions of James Holmes can never be justified. We must also consider that Holmes remains a person all the same. While his acts may be terrible, we must consider whether our society may not be completely blameless in creating people like Holmes. We need to consider that the situation should be a wake-up call to make us more feel greater empathy and compassion to the many people who are dying today because of war, civil fighting, and even because of hunger or lack of resources, which is a more subtle form of violence. It should open our hearts to others which we have ignored and which we may still ignore, that maybe are going through a tough time, even if they might appear to be okay. Because at times we don't bother to talk and listen, but just end up living a life of reaction rather than reflection. And this is, I think, another problem with our society. So, with those thoughts and reflections, I believe that apart from the fact that we need to acknowledge the tragedy of these events, we must also realize that we may have problems in our society that in a way or another promote violence. And while laws, of course, are important to regulate arms and weapons, it is also important that we ourselves become aware of what is happening and respond not out of vengeance or violence, but in a way that is intended to build a better world, a world where we can live without without leaving other people out because we think we are different, when indeed we are not. And if we find ourselves in desperate situations where we really find, we feel at least, that society has rejected us, there might be people who resort to violence because they see no other way to escape their feelings of isolation and despair. Well, those were some thoughts. Feel free to contact me via the social network, the social networks of Twitter and Facebook, and by email. Thanks for listening.
You can get in touch with Gordon by emailing him at zonemind.starchild@gmail.com. Kindly make sure you include the word boo in your mail.
For more content by Gordon, please visit http://www.gordongd.com. Thanks for listening. GordonGD.com is now on Facebook. Visit www.gordongd.com to get started.